It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
Welcome aboard. I don't know about you, but when I think of Kentucky Lake bordering the states of Kentucky and Tennessee, my first thought is bass. That's logical. This big reservoir hosts quite a few big-name bass tournaments throughout the year. However, Kentucky Lake also holds some big catfish, too. How big? How about an 88-pound blue catfish? That's what Paula Kathy Smith reeled in on December 30th, according to the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency and WZTV out of Nashville. What's even better news? That catfish was released so someone else can get a chance to catch it too. Do you have a New Year's resolution to catch a trophy fish? It might not be a giant catfish like Paula's, but it could be a personal record bass, steelhead, or salmon. I know I'll be shooting for the latter category with not one, but two trips this summer. My first will take me to Sportsman's Cove Lodge in southeast Alaska, where my daughter and I hope to hook into a big Chinook. And our second adventure will take my best friend and I to the northern tip of Vancouver Island in British Columbia, hunting for giant Chinook and coho salmon. And then, just for good measure, I've got a family camping trip planned at Fort Casey State Park in Washington's Puget Sound, where I plan to spend my evenings casting for pink salmon in late August. With any luck, I'll be eating a lot of salmon off the grill and from the smoker this year, and have more than a few fillets available for friends, too. This week on the show, we'll be talking to Landon Meyer. He's a fly fishing guide and instructor from Colorado and has written a book getting ready to hit the market titled The Hunt for Giant Trout. He'll tell us about some places where you can go in Alaska and throughout the lower 48 states to find the trout of your dreams and let you know about some of the mistakes anglers commonly make that results in a break-off instead of a successful catch and release of that big fish. We've got hunting and shooting on tap for you too. Sean Skipper with Leupold and Stevens will join us to tell us what's new from this innovative company specializing in rifle scopes and optics out of Beaverton, Oregon. And Mark Kaiser, that well-known outdoors writer, hunter, and television personality, will drop by towards the end of our program to talk to us about what to do as a hunter when those coyotes get hard to hunt and seemingly disappear this winter. Throw in some outdoors-related news and another update on sportsman shows, and we've got a jam-packed program for you today. So let's kick it off now, and let's do so with our government shutdown in mind and the damage it's doing to our national parks. Our first stop this week on America Outdoors Radio is going to be at our 59 national parks. We're talking to Becky Lomax. She has written a wonderful book published by Moon Travel Guides called USA National Parks, The Complete Guide to All 59 Parks. Becky, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Becky, this is a beautiful book. I love the way it's laid out by region. I love the color photography that's in there. All sorts of great little nuggets of information as well. Did you put this all together by yourself?
I had a little help on it. There were quite a few editors that worked on it. A photo editor collected all the photo work for it. The map editor put together all the maps, and I worked mostly with the text.
No matter what you did, it came out really well. So great collaborative effort. Again, if you love our national parks like I do, you should consider buying it. We'll tell you where to do that in a minute. But let's turn to another topic, the government shutdown. It really impacts our national parks. You've been seeing some of the same stories I have about vandalism in Joshua Tree National Park, about garbage piling up in places like Yosemite. And then there's good stories, too. You know, Oregon State Parks is cleaning up some of the national properties in that state. In Florida, at the Everglades National Park, volunteers have stepped in to keep the park open and to clean up facilities and trash. So that's good, but I know, as a lover of our national parks and being so familiar with them, you've got to have some concerns about this shutdown and what it's doing to our parks.
Oh, I certainly do. Those you mentioned, the Joshua trees, there were some destroyed in the park by vandals, and those trees take 60 years to reach maturity. So it's not an easy fix to recover from that. And things like with all the trash problems in some of the parks, you know, the Park Service has worked really hard over the last several decades of teaching people to keep their human waste and food waste, you know, all under wraps so animals aren't getting hold of it. And now that animals are able to get into some of that trash because some of the trash is piling up too much, they're becoming habituated. And we've all heard the saying, a fed bear is a dead bear.
Right.
And that's true. So some of these animals that have been feeding on trash may end up dead because of that in the long run. So that's a really sad outcome of this.
Becky, I hadn't even thought of that. Thanks for bringing this to our attention. Now, our national parks are going to reopen again sooner than later. We all know that. And when they do, when it comes to spring, the snow's starting to melt, where would you recommend folks go to recreate? I mean, what are some of your favorite national parks you'd send folks to?
Well, if you want to have some spring snow to play in, to ski, snowshoe, whatever, parks like Mount Rainier in Washington or Lassen Volcanic in California or Rocky Mountain in Colorado, those are great parks to hit in March or even early April and still have snow to go play on.
Sure.
But if you want, if you don't like snow and you want the warmer climate experience, you can go to places like Big Bend in Texas. That's wonderful in winter to go to. Or Petrified Forest in Arizona. Or U.S. Virgin Islands in the Caribbean.
Oh, wow.
Go sit on some warm water beach.
That one is speaking to me, Becky. That one is definitely speaking to me right
but
now.
But there's also, I got to add one more thing here. The springtime weather can be a little bit of yo-yo effect, you know, like it's one day really good and another day crazy, almost winter again.
Yeah.
One of the places that you can have year-round, same temperatures, and be out of the weather is caves. So visiting places like Mammoth Cave, in Kentucky, Wind Cave in South Dakota, or Carlsbad Caverns, those places are great to go visit in the spring.
That is a great suggestion. Now, this is primarily a fishing and hunting show, and fishing is another activity that takes place in our national parks. Myself, I have very fond memories of fishing with my father in Yellowstone National Park years ago, but what are some other places you'd recommend? I know you live right next to a national park that's got some good trout fishing.
Oh, yes. Glacier's got great fishing, as well as Yellowstone. They're both kind of iconic fishing places. But you can also, you know, if you want to look for certain species of fish to fish for, things like go to Grand Teton to fish the Snake River for spotted cutthroat trout.
Oh, yes.
Or if you want to go fishing for walleye, head to Voyageurs Park in Minnesota. If you want some saltwater fishing, go to Acadia in Maine. Or if you want some of that salmon fishing, well, you know, in Katmai National Park, you've seen pictures of the bears feeding on all these fish jumping around.
Right.
Well, that means the salmon fishing there is really, really good.
Okay.
So that's a great place to go fish.
Those are some wonderful suggestions. Believe it or not, we are already out of time, so we better tell folks where to buy your books, USA National Parks, The Complete Guide to All 59 Parks, published by Moon Travel Guides. Where can people get it?
Many local independent bookstores are carrying the book, and plus you can get it online at all the big companies, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, IndieBound, and more. So it's pretty easy to find.
It's USA National Parks, The Complete Guide to All 59 Parks, published by Moon Travel Guides. It's a fantastic resource. It's very well done. You're going to love going through this book and planning your next national park adventure. Becky, thanks for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you.
Backcountry Hunters and Anglers seeks to ensure North America's outdoor heritage of hunting and fishing through education and work on behalf of wild public lands and waters. Lend your voice to the fight by visiting www.backcountryhunters.org and join the 25,000 men and women who have pledged to defend wildlife and public access. You can also demonstrate your support by signing up for the 2019 North American Rendezvous in Boise, Idaho, May 1st to the 5th.
There's a place where the fishing is year-round, where the sun shines 300 days a year. The wineries and breweries are right downtown. The hiking and cycling offer spectacular views you just don't get in the big cities. Fortunately, the place is real and vibrant. It's the Dalles, Oregon, just 90 short minutes from Portland, along the gorgeous Columbia River, where the adventures are limited only by your imagination. Find out more at explorethedalles.com.
We've been telling you about Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska for a while now, and there's a reason. They are the only Alaska lodge we talk about in this show. It's because they're truly Alaska's best lodge. The adventure starts with a float plane ride from Ketchikan, after which you'll get the chance to experience some of the best hospitality, food, and wonderful people you'll ever meet. Wildlife is abundant, from bears and deer to eagles and whales, and let's not forget the reason you're here, the fishing. Halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, true cod, and more. It's all waiting for you in abundance at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Book your trip today at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com for Sportsman's Cove Lodge.
Looking to reel in the marketing opportunity of a lifetime? Then set the hook, because we've got it right here. America Outdoors Radio has sponsorships available, and we offer an affordable platform to reach thousands of listeners interested in fishing, hunting, and the outdoors. Find out more by contacting host John Cruz through his website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. That's AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. But hurry, if you wait too long, this big opportunity might just get away. That's AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com.
Welcome back to America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We wanted to tell you about some brand new products and some major awards won by my favorite optics company. It's Leupold & Stevens. They're based in Beaverton, Oregon. Their products are American-made. And with us here to tell you more is Sean Skipper with Leupold. Sean, great to have you on the show today.
Thank you for having me, John. Great to talk to you again.
2019 is looking to be a really good year for your innovative company, and 2018 ended on a high note. Leupold won a major award. Tell our listeners what this is all about.
Oh yeah, the new for 2018 Mark V HD, which we launched last year, is a new long-range tactical rifle scope, especially for those guys shooting PRS, NRL, things like that. It was named Optic of the Year by the NRA's Shooting Illustrated, which is one of the NRA's official journals. And with that, it's receiving a Golden Bullseye, which they announced right there at the end of the year, and will actually be presented with that in person in Indianapolis this year at their big annual event, the annual meetings.
You know, long-range shooting is a quickly evolving sport, and I know there's a lot of optics companies that are getting in on it. So to come away with that Golden Bullseye Award, good for you. Let's switch to 2019. Something that I saw that's new this year that really picked my interest is a combination binocular/rangefinder with some really long range.
Oh, absolutely. That's the RBX 3000, which we just launched a few weeks ago. And Leupold has had range-finding binoculars before, but not in some time. And we really didn't want to come back to market until we had the perfect one, the one that was really going to live up to the standards that our customers, our consumers, have come to expect from our brand. And like I said, it's the RBX 3000, so just like its name suggests, you're going to hit 3,000 yards on reflective targets. And we're looking at 2,400 to 2,600 yards on soft targets. When I say that, I mean trees or potentially even deer. And you've also got it comes with our TBR. W, which is our true ballistic range and windage. And while that's not full-fledged ballistics, you will be able to configure it to your load and get some general ballistics and some general windage. It's the same technology you'll find in our RF 2800, which is our very best rangefinder.
I'm thinking to myself here, number one, individual hunters are going to want this as they're glassing for game to see how far out it is. They're going to want it for the ballistic features that are in there. But if you're doing long-range target shooting as well, I'm guessing the spotter is going to want to have this in their hands to go ahead and coach and give advice to the shooter.
Oh, absolutely. You're going to be able to spot. It's a 10-power binocular. You're going to be able to spot and get the range all in one movement. No switching gear, no trying to find your target again once you've put the binoculars down and lifted a rangefinder up.
And did you say the range on this was 3,000 meters?
3,000 yards, yes. We're getting 3,000 yards from reflective targets. And for our Canadian friends or anyone else that prefers meters, you can actually go into the binocular and change the setting to meters.
Still, 3,000 yards or a little bit less in meters, that is really, really impressive in terms of the range. All right, what else is new from Leupold in 2019?
Well, another great product that I think people are going to be excited about is the new VX Freedom Red Dot Sight, or RDS. RDS is what you're going to hear called more commonly, and that's a new red dot with a tubular design. We have two models coming, one that's just a standard traditional red dot with, you know, a capped quarter MOA adjustments, and the other one will actually have a BDC turret, the same as like our CDS custom dial system. And when I say that, I mean it's going to come pre-cut for 55-grain 223 Remington, also known as the cartridge and bullet most likely found in your AR-15 or your carbine or something like that. And that RDS is actually going to be pre-cut to be dialed out to 500 yards with the 223. And if you want to switch, put it on different rifles, say your 300 Blackout, give us a call for a small fee. We'll be able to cut you a dial for that, 300 Blackout or 6.5 Creedmoor or anything else you might have an AR-style rifle in.
Very impressive. So this, it sounds like, is primarily for the tactical side of the house, but I'm guessing predator shooters will want to get their hands on this too.
Oh, absolutely. You've got predator shooters, maybe turkey hunters, if you like to have a red dot and not shoot off a bead there. With the RDS, it's really for any platform you'd like to put it on. It does come a ship with a mount that's already set perfectly for AR height. So it's meant to just be taken out of the box, put on that Picatinny rail, be ready to rock. And one thing I want to say about it, too, and this is real key, is this is going to come in at a real value price point for us. The standard RDS with just the quarter MOA adjustments is going to be under $300 on the shelf, and it is still designed, machined, and assembled right here in Beaverton, Oregon.
That is an amazing price point for what you just described. I can't believe that. We didn't talk about the price point for the combo binocular rangefinder. I'm guessing that's a little more expensive.
Yeah, that's going to be a premium product, and you'll see that on the shelves later this spring, around $3,000.
All right, folks, you're listening to America Outdoors Radio. We're talking to Sean Skipper with Leupold & Stevens, based in Beaverton, Oregon, talking about some of the really cool new products they've got for you as shooters in 2019. Now, Leupold is the presenting sponsor of the Washington Sportsman Show that's coming up in Puyallup, January 23rd through the 27th, and of the second biggest show in the nation, the Pacific Northwest Sportsman Show, taking place in Portland at the Expo Center from February 6th through the 10th. What does Leupold have planned for these shows as the presenting sponsor?
We were excited to have the opportunity to sponsor these shows. We are always proud to support our community, fellow Oregonians, and really the hundreds of thousands of hunting and fishing enthusiasts right here in the Pacific Northwest. As you said, the Portland show itself, second largest show in the country behind only the Harrisburg, Pennsylvania show. We've got a lot of passionate hunters, a lot of passionate fishermen, a lot of passionate shooters out here, and we were super excited to be able to support them by coming on board as the title sponsor of these shows. And for the Portland show, we've actually got a special promotion. As most folks know, nobody in the optics industry does more for conservation than Leupold, and we're keeping that rolling. At our booth all week at the Portland show, we will have a special promotion called Hangout for Conservation, and we're working with Mountain Ops on that. We're going to have is essentially a couple hang bars similar to a pull-up bar. Folks can come on by, pay $5 cash or card, hang on the bar as long as you can. We're going to have different prize packages both from us and Mountain Ops as you kind of get higher up the scale. And all of that money, every single cent, is going directly to the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation.
Very cool. I've got to ask, for the person who hangs on the bar the longest, what do they get?
Well, after you pass 2 minutes, you're going to be entered to win the grand prize, which is going to be a VX3i rifle scope and a year of Mountain Ops Ignite. They're kind of a supplement company. If folks have not heard of them, I encourage them to check them out.
All right. Well, there you go, folks. Start pumping up now. Get those muscles ready to hang out, quite literally, at the Leupold booth at the Pacific Northwest Sportsman Show in Portland, because you might just walk away with a brand new rifle scope if you do. Lots of exciting things, as always, going on with Leupold & Stevens. What's the website where folks can find out even more?
Simple enough. Just head on over to leupold.com.
That's leupold.com, LEUPOLD.com. And you can find Leupold products in all of the major sporting goods stores, whether it be the national chains or your local quality sporting goods store as well. That's leupold.com to find out more, or just head down to the store and pick up some of this great new gear for 2019. Sean, always a pleasure to have you on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you for having me, John. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
There's a place where the fishing is year-round, where the sun shines 300 days a year. The wineries and breweries are right downtown. The hiking and cycling offer spectacular views you just don't get in the big cities. Fortunately, the place is real and vibrant. It's the Dalles, Oregon, just 90 short minutes from Portland, along the gorgeous Columbia River, where the adventures are limited only by your imagination. Find out more at explorethedalles.com.
Are you looking to reel in the marketing opportunity of a lifetime? Then set the hook, because we've got it right here for you. America Outdoors Radio has sponsorships available, and we offer affordable platforms to reach thousands of listeners interested in fishing, hunting, and the outdoors. Find out more by contacting John Cruz through his website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. That's AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. Hurry, though. If you wait too long, the big opportunity might just get away. AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com.
Why book at Sportsman's Cove Lodge?
Why is Alaska like no other place on Earth? It hasn't changed in thousands of years.
From the way you get here on a float plane to the way you go out with the guides and the boats, it's just a professional experience.
And I said, this is as good as it gets. I said, if you can't catch fish here, you can't catch fish anywhere.
Your experience with us will leave you speechless.
Book now at AlaskasBestLodge.com. You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz, and we're taking you to the state of Colorado. That's where Landon Mayer lives. He is the author of a brand new book called The Hunt for Giant Trout. And if you are after a trophy trout this year, this is a book you're going to want to have. Landon, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. Tell our listeners a little bit about this book.
You bet. So it's a new book just out, The Hunt for Giant Trout. It's a wonderful reflection of a lot of great minds coming together, and over 50 anglers throughout the U.S. contributed to the title, from the likes of Dave Whitlock, Tommy Lynch, Blaine Chocolate, Pat Dorsey. The list goes on, and it includes 25 locations around the U.S. to catch a trophy. And really what the pages are designed for is to get inside of the mind of predators, hunting predators. And a lot of these anglers live and digest the water every day that supplies some of these giant trout, and they give forth a lot of the awesome wisdom, tips, techniques, and rigging, and ways to really have more success with these bigger fish.
So why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself? Because you certainly have a great background when it comes to writing this book.
Appreciate that. And really, myself, I'm a full-time fly fishing guide and author based out of Colorado. And I grew up fishing on the South Platte River and have been doing so for the last 22 years, in addition to a year in Alaska. And I really do love the art of giving back, but also the thrill and the challenge of hunting and stalking larger trout, whether it's big waters where you're reading the flow or sight fishing narrow waterways with clear water. It really is something I enjoy doing. And I still reside in Colorado with my lovely wife, Michelle, and our family, our four kiddos. And we really do just enjoy being on the water and making a living and a career from the water. So it's nice to give back that information in these pages.
Now, it's probably important for people to know, power bait techniques are not discussed in this book. It's all about fly fishing, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's all based on the fly. And we go over some of the techniques for dry flies, for nymphs, and for streamers. But it is interesting when some people in the pages discuss their way of designing a specific fly. A lot of that information comes from their history in fishing, and even thinking about the ways that lures move below the water surface, help them design and develop imitations with materials and feathers to try to match that movement. So there is influence from other realms of fishing, but it's all based fly fishing and really the art of hunting, stalking, landing, and releasing that fish to live and fight another day.
And I think catch and release when it comes to these big trout is essential. I agree with you on that. Something I like about this book is when I opened the pages, I thought it was just going to be about destinations, but you spend a good portion of the book talking about techniques. With that in mind, you're a fly fishing guide. You're on the water a lot. You're with clients that don't necessarily have a ton of experience. What's the biggest mistake you see clients make when they hook into a big trout?
Yeah, and you're right. The first 64 pages of the book are designed to give forth information from understanding timing, understanding giants, and all the way down to the battles to where you're fighting these trout and having a chance to land them and get them into the net. And that's really one of the biggest challenges or hurdles to overcome on trips when we're dealing with larger trout is how do you apply maximum pressure? But the key and the biggest question is how do I not reach the breaking point? And I think it starts with the first 10 seconds and ends with the last 10 seconds of the fight where instead of always setting the hook where you're applying maximum pressure, the thing I like to teach people is the lift where you can lift up, maintain pressure that's already supplied to the trout's jaw. And then every time they move, your arm becomes a shock absorber. And I think that's surprising for many anglers where they feel like they have to pull the trout in or battle the fish all the time. But really half of the battle is absorbing the pressure and movement supplied by the fish.
You know, that's some great advice. Now, I'm primarily a spin fisherman, but I'm thinking back to a recent trip I had in the Clearwater. And, you know, I was with five other guys, and that advice is absolutely spot on in terms of the hook set or just the lift, like you said, and how many people lose those big fish in the first 10 seconds and right at the boat. So that was great there. Let's turn our attention to destinations. So we're going to start, well, in the eastern U.S., because there's several places in the eastern United States, particularly in Pennsylvania, Tennessee, and New York, that are good locations to go for some big trout.
You bet. No, absolutely. And, you know, John Miller supplied some great insight and information on the Delaware and some opportunities there. But what's really cool about this book, too, is the reflection of insight and information based on East Coast and West Coast. And there's, as I mentioned, 25 locations, whether it be in Pennsylvania or surrounding areas, or whether you're all the way over in Colorado or surrounding states if you're in Alaska. The cool thing about the pages is the insight and information, again, with the location is there, but it's really the techniques from each spot that the anglers or individuals supply in pages. And you can take that and use it on that specific waterway or travel to new locations and really have opportunities there as well. So it's a lot of informative stuff that's based on not only a specific location, but really across the U.S.
Let's talk about a couple of your favorite destinations in the western U.S. We're going to stay away from the South Platte because that's kind of a gimme. What are a couple of other rivers you like to fish? I'm going to guess the San Juan maybe in New Mexico?
Yeah, the San Juan's a great fishery. I think that one really teaches you some unique information on how to deal with trout that are in a colder water setting where they're semi-lethargic in their movements, but the water's clear, it's shallow, and you really do have to hunt and stalk them with smaller flies. So that's a really neat, cool location to visit and fish. And I enjoyed also the Naknek River in Alaska. That's where I guided for a year back in 2003. That's an awesome location because it's large waterways. From a narrow environment, you get to this large base of water, and there's a lot of different swinging techniques. Nancy Morris Lyon and Brian Kraft supplied some great information for those pages. Aaron Carruthers from the San Juan, one of the full-time guides, supplied some great insight and information. And another cool one was Land of the Giants, where you're dealing with the Missouri River and you have some wonderful opportunities. And the average size fish can exceed 24 inches every single day you're on the water. And Joe Bloomquist is the individual that supplied some awesome information on that location. So there's so many to choose from, but those are three of the top ones, I think, that were really unique. And then lastly, the South Holston in Tennessee was a really cool fishery. And Patrick Folkrod and Blaine Chocolate supplied some awesome information on that fishery. So there's so many to choose from, but I really am thankful with all the individuals that participated in the project.
Well, it's very well done, and I think now is the time we need to tell people where they can find this book. But before we do, I understand you want to share a video with some of our listeners.
Oh, yeah, you bet. We're very excited. So myself and Jay Nichols with Headwater Media Group, we designed a video over the course of the last 3 years that has a lot of good information that is in the pages of the new book, but also some detailed rigging techniques, approach. And we started in Colorado. We traveled to South America. We filmed there for a week, went over to Pennsylvania, filmed there for a week, and then also Tennessee. But the title of it is Mastering the Short Game, where 80% of trout are caught within 20 feet or less, whether it be river or still water settings or from the edge of the boat that you're drifting or floating in. And it really does pertain to a lot of these large trout scenarios where so many of these targets you can visually see, but we need to develop and find ways to fool them to where we don't spook the fish and you have a better chance for them to take. And that's what the video is designed to do. And you can find that online through my website at landandmareflyfishing.com or mastertheshortgame.com is another location where you can stream or download it electronically, and physical copies of that will be available soon. But it's a nice partner and match to the books where you can look into the pages as a reference and then go right to the video and see all of this done. And it's shot in high 4K. It's really good quality. So we're happy to announce that's finally on the market as well.
All right. Well, that website is mastertheshortgame.com for that video.
Mm-hmm.
And the book is The Hunt for Giant Trout. Again, it's by Landon Mayer. It's published by Stackpole Books, and you can find it at Amazon.com, at all of your major bookstores, and quite a few fly shops around the country, too. Again, it's The Hunt for Giant Trout. Pick it up if your resolution is to catch a trophy trout this year. Landon, thanks for sharing this with us on America Outdoors Radio.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me. And again, I wish you the best 2019.
If you are an angler, you won't want to miss the fly fishing show taking place at Western Washington's Linwood Convention Center, February 16th and 17th. If you're a beginner, head to the Learning Center for basic fly casting and tying lessons, or hone your skills through seminars, casting demos, fly tying presentations, and one-on-one time with a pro. Top it all off with the film festival on Friday night, and you've got the two best fishing days you'll find that aren't next to a stream. It's the fly fishing show, February 16th and 17th at the Linwood Convention Center.
We've been telling you about Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska for a while now, and there's a reason. They are the only Alaska lodge we talk about in this show. It's because they're truly Alaska's best lodge. The adventure starts with a float plane ride from Ketchikan, after which you'll get the chance to experience some of the best hospitality, food, and wonderful people you'll ever meet. Wildlife is abundant, from bears and deer to eagles and whales, and let's not forget the reason you're here, the fishing. Halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, true cod, and more. It's all waiting for you in abundance at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Book your trip today at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com for Sportsman's Cove Lodge.
Hello, I'm Mark Hempstreet, owner of Shiloh Inns. Shiloh is proud to be celebrating over 40 years of providing you, our valued Shiloh customers, with Shiloh's sincere friendliness, efficient customer service, and clean, comfortable, attractive, non-smoking rooms and suites, all at an affordable price. Shiloh also offers many free amenities like free Wi-Fi and free continental breakfast or hot, full, delicious breakfast at most Shiloh Inns, as well as pools, spas, steam, sauna rooms, exercise fitness facilities, and business centers. And even the kids stay free. And for you dog lovers, Shiloh is very dog friendly. So ask your best friend where he or she wants to stay. Next time you're traveling for business or pleasure, we think you'll get a paws up for Shiloh Inns. For reservations, call 1-800-222-2244 or visit our website at shilohinns.com. Shiloh Inns, affordable excellence. American family owned and proud of it.
The two biggest fishing and hunting shows in the Northwest are taking place courtesy of O'Loughlin Trade Shows. The Washington Sportsman Show is happening January 23rd through the 27th at the Fairgrounds in Puyallup, and you won't want to miss the Pacific Northwest Sportsman Show either at the Expo Center in Portland, February 6th through the 10th. There will be hundreds of exhibitors and up to 100,000 attendees, along with the seminars and demos from experts there, and you'll find incredible deals to only at these shows. It's the Washington Sportsman Show in Puyallup, January 23rd through the 27th, and the Pacific Northwest Sportsman Show in Portland, February 6th through the 10th. They're the biggest and best shows around. We'll see you there. Next up on America Outdoors Radio, waterfowl hunting is just about done. Big game hunting's pretty well done in most of the United States. So what is a hunter to do? Well,
there's always predator hunting, especially coyote hunting. And one person who does this a lot is outdoors writer and TV personality Mark Kaiser, coming at us today from Sheridan, Wyoming. Mark, great to have you back on the show.
Hey, thanks, John. I really appreciate it.
Well, Mark, coyote hunting's gotten really, really popular, and because of that, some folks who've had it, well, for lack of a better word, easy in the field, are finding that coyote hunting's getting a little bit tougher. Why is that?
Well, there's a lot of reasons why it's getting tougher, and I'll go over a few, but the one main big reason is simply the popularity. Everyone wants to do it. It's a sport that doesn't cost a lot to get into. Coyotes are everywhere, coast to coast now. They spread into little niche environments they never were found in before. And because of that, there's just a lot of pressure on it. And you know people are out there coyote hunting because you just go into a local Cabela's store or Bass Pro or whatever, and you can see aisles and aisles of specialty equipment for predator hunting that wasn't there, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago. So that's the number one reason. There's a lot of people doing it, and they're educating the coyotes. But there's some steps you can take to kind of beat the crowd, so to say.
And I'm guessing some of these are the same steps you're going to take, well, like during the opening day of deer season or waterfowl season. You're going to get away from the easy-to-get-to places, aren't you?
You're going to have to hike a little further, drive a little further on your ATV, but put yourself in remote areas and rugged areas. I always look at country and I say, if it looks like a place I really don't want to go to, that's probably where you're going to want to go to call a coyote. And the reason being is during deer season, you know, we just got over with rifle firearm season across the West, across the United States for that matter. There's a lot of pressure on coyotes just from drive-by shooters and incidental hunting. You know, they're out there deer hunting, they see coyotes. So the coyotes get an education there. And then once the deer hunting slows down, as you said, or waterfowl hunting, people are looking for something else, so then they're out calling coyotes. And these coyotes are moving away from areas where, you know, they had it easy, maybe near a ranch or near a farm, and they're moving a mile further back into rougher country just to get away from people and that hunting pressure.
So something else when it comes to hunting pressure is the calling itself. It's like duck hunting. The ducks get educated. I think you touched on this. The coyotes, they're getting educated too. So what's a hunter to do to change things up and get those coyotes in closer?
Well, almost everyone today uses an electronic predator caller. And on those callers, they have a digital library, and it's huge. It's just vast nowadays. There's all kinds of sounds. Now, the traditional sound people have used for decades is the dying rabbit, the rabbit, jackrabbit, cottontail, right, in distress call, and that's a good one, and I even use that right away, too, but not too far into the winter. I quit using it because I know the coyotes out there have probably heard it. And then I start using different distress calls. One of the ones I have a really, in fact, I have huge luck with is a fawn in distress. Now, you can use a pronghorn fawn, a mule deer fawn, a whitetail fawn. You can even use a bawling goat or lamb. You'll see that on some of your calls. They all sound the same, just like a fawn, some type of a young ungulate in distress. That seems to work really well. And then when that's not even working, I just simply turn to coyote vocalizations. And I don't get carried away with my vocalizations. I just do some simple howling, and then I shut up and wait. And when you do howling, you really need to wait a long time. Now, a coyote may race to a dying rabbit, be there in 15 minutes. Howling, they'll take their time a lot of times and just poke along and eventually poke their head over the horizon. I shot coyotes 45, 55 minutes into a setup that have been coming to calls. And in open country, I watched them. So I know they're coming from a long ways away to check this howl out.
Fascinating stuff, folks. Mark wrote an article about this for Grandview Outdoors. I highly recommend you check it out. And I highly recommend you go to his website, too, at markkaiser.com. That's spelled KAYSER.com for markkaiser.com. And we should probably mention your TV show, too, Mark.
Yeah, I co-host Deer and Deer Hunting, and the new episodes, we just finished them up. They'll be coming out summer of 2019 here. So man, stay tuned to that. I really love to educate people. I learn from other hunters. I like to pass that along, the things that I've learned from others and that I learn in the field. And that's what we share on Deer and Deer Hunting TV. And you can go to deerandeerhunting.com, Pursuit Channel, either one. You can find out the new schedule coming up. But I sure appreciate people watching that. And social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I'm out there throwing all kinds of stuff up every other day, so please visit that, too.
That's Mark Kaiser, folks. Definitely worth watching, definitely worth following, and definitely worth reading his articles. Go to markkaiser.com to find out more. Mark, always a pleasure to have you on America Outdoors Radio.
Thanks for having me, John. I appreciate it.
Turning to outdoors news, we can share the crew from the Outdoor Hub just got back from the ATA show. That's the Archery Trade Association's annual show in Louisville, Kentucky, and they gave their take on the most impressive new products they saw, which include the Scopt Optics Blood Vision Trailing Eyewear, special lenses for your glasses designed to help you see blood trails better. Very impressive. Also, the NAP Dark Knight Broadhead. This is a revolutionary broadhead with pivoting blades designed to cut around bones and then return back to its original position as it continues going through the body of the animal that you've shot. Very impressive indeed. Finally, there's Scent Relief, which converts your human urine into a revolutionary deer attractant. Sorry, I'm drawing a line in the sand on that one. I'm going to pass. I'm afraid this one is too much for me. But if you want to find out more, you can check out the full story at the Outdoor Hub. Let's talk about a couple of sportsman shows that we're going to be at. That includes the Washington Sportsman Show coming up later this week in Puyallup, Washington. We will be in a booth there from Wednesday the 23rd through the 27th. As you heard last week on the show, all sorts of new attractions and features. This looks to be a fantastic show. Can't wait to exhibit there. Can't wait to see you there. And don't forget to stop by our booth here at this show and at the Pacific Northwest Sportsman Show in Portland at the Expo Center, February 6th through the 10th, for a chance to win the $100 gift certificate we're giving away at each show from Max Lures. And that second show, by the way, in Portland, second biggest show in the nation with 60,000 attendees expected. Another show taking place in Oregon is the Saltwater Sportsman Show. This one's going to happen in Salem at the fairgrounds, February 23rd to the 24th. There's going to be an impressive seminar lineup with lots of presenters talking about tuna fishing, to include canning that catch, and also presentations about catching fish out of the saltwater if you don't own a boat, which should appeal to quite a few shorebound anglers. The Fly Fishing Show, with all sorts of well-known celebrities in the world of fly fishing, to include Gary Borger, will be on the road at several locations. It includes presentations on casting, fly tying, destinations, tactics, and more. The show will be in Edison, New Jersey, at the Convention Center, January 25th through the 27th. And then they're heading to Atlanta. They'll be at the Infinite Energy Center, February 1st and the 2nd. After that, they are heading to Washington State, Linwood, Washington, at the Convention Center. They'll be there February 16th at the 17th. And they'll be making a stop in Pleasanton, California, not long after that. Find out more about the Fly Fishing Show on Facebook or online at flyfishingshow.com. Once again, we are running out of that most precious of commodities when it comes to radio, time. However, if you missed part of this show or want to catch a previous episode, look for America Outdoors Radio on Stitcher, Podbean, or YouTube, and listen to it whenever you want to. You can also hear our show online Saturday mornings from 6 to 7 a.m. Eastern Time on TalkAmericaRadio.us. It's the new voice of conservative talk radio. And if you haven't already, be sure to like and follow our Facebook page at America Outdoors Radio. Finally, if you want a preview of what's coming up on the show or find links to our sponsors, just go to our website. You'll find that at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. Here's hoping that you are blessed greatly in the days ahead. And part of those blessings involve you getting in some fishing and maybe some late season hunting and if nothing else, getting out there to one of these great shows that are taking place around the nation. Remember, it's your country and your outdoors, so get out there and enjoy it.